The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
You know, they're doing this all over in Italy and where the opera singers are singing out on the balconies. And it's kind of neat to see this kind of spontaneous response.
That was Paul Seltzer, who helped organize community members getting out of their houses today to play some music. I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to the Daily Catch for March 25th, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today. In an effort to look at some good news coming out of COVID-19, we start with our top story in Mahone Bay, where residents left their homes but didn't go far. While still observing social distancing, residents played music from porches and lawns and shared some joy in what has been a trying time. We spoke with one of the community members leading the charge ahead of the event, Paul Seltzer, who says he first heard about something similar from his neighbors who are currently in Switzerland. He figured it might also work here.
We're going to give that a try. I play trombone, so I'm going to play when the Saints go marching in, and my wife's going to beat on a pot or a pan, and another neighbor has some drums, that kind of stuff. Just, you know, wave a happy, hi neighbor, just to let people know you're alive and doing okay.
The event took place at around 5:15. You can check out my Twitter account, at Evan R. Taylor, to see some photos and videos from the event. Bridgewater, like many towns across the province, had to have their latest council meeting online after the provincial government put in a mandate that all municipal meetings would have to be done virtually. According to Mayor David Mitchell, it isn't ideal since the public can no longer attend, but they are working on ways for people to still have input.
We're working on ways to engage the public, whether it's through our social media feed, to make sure that they're able to ask questions and get answers, or other ways to engage them. So we have public hearings that still need to take place. We have budget that still needs to be passed. We're going to get creative on how we can get people involved.
Mitchell says they were able to broadcast this week's meeting online, which does help with transparency.
People could go to the town's Facebook page and see us in our virtual meetings, everyone in their living room. They could see basically what we could see as we had the meeting.
Meetings will have to continue like this until the government lifts the mandate. Mayor Mitchell also mentioned that he is making a point to respond to community questions as quickly as he possibly can. Today's Nova Scotia coronavirus update saw 17 new cases announced. All of the cases are believed to be from contact with families or friends that have traveled abroad. None are believed to have spread within the community. That takes the total number of cases up to 68, with ages ranging from under 10 to the mid-70s. One individual still remains in hospital for treatment, while two others that needed hospitalization have since been released. Canada's Senate discussed the $82 billion emergency legislation that passed early this morning in the House of Commons. Finance Minister Bill Morneau answered senators' questions and says thankfully Canada has a strong medical system and financial system going into this pandemic.
The situation itself is absolutely unprecedented. So asking whether we can be prepared for a situation like this, I think the best we can do is to support our strong institutions that allow us to respond to challenges like this.
The emergency bill to help Canadians and businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic is currently awaiting royal assent. The Trudeau government is going to force all travelers from outside the government other than essential workers to isolate themselves. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland told us about this information earlier today.
The health minister will be using powers that she has under the Quarantine Act beginning at midnight tonight to impose a mandatory 14-day period of isolation on all people coming into Canada from outside Canada.
There is no immediate word on how the government plans to implement these measures. That's been your Daily Catch for March 25th. More on these stories and others can be found in the links below.